This is KUT
Austin.
Stop.
This is KUT. I'm Jennifer Staten.
People love to watch the car crash, you know?
That's Casey Moore, and she's talking about our fascination with divisive and sometimes downright ugly political fighting. Moore and fellow University of Delaware graduate Marley Duchovny founded the online Project Divided last year to encourage people to have conversations about important issues across political lines and differences. As part of their project, they set up shop in Smithville near Bastrop for a few months to do some offline work increasing civil communication. Before they wrapped up their work in Smithville recently, I talked with Moore and Duchovny about what they learned during their time in Texas and how that has influenced their work. Marley told me one thing they learned from activists in Smithville: they can't be all talk and no action.
Yes, it's great to have these conversations, but we need to be acting as well. We also need to do our homework. I think that when we come to the table to have a conversation, we sometimes need to make sure that we're also doing our work beforehand to inform ourselves. It's not all learning on the job, although some of it can be.
What would you all say has surprised you the most about your work in Smithville and the conversations that you've been part of and that you've seen during your time there?
This is Marley, and I think that when we talk about politics, we forget sometimes that we're all imperfect humans and we all fall into the same kind of thinking traps and flaws. And if I'm going to think about my views, I'm going to think that I'm perfectly logical. Everything adds up. And then I'm going to suddenly, when I talk to someone else, hear all of these logical flaws and start calling them out on it. And I think that a certain perspective that we need to keep in mind is that we're not perfect when we're talking about politics. And that's also why we like to focus on individual stories, experiences, and values, because that can kind of help you understand the core of why you feel certain things.
This is Casey. Before coming to Smithville and starting this work, I myself was guilty about, you know, only viewing people as either Democrat or Republican and nothing in between, or like these two camps that are very ideologically battling, and, you know, people are just sorted into boxes in that way. Labels can be so misleading, and people don't fall into just Democrat or Republican. There's lots of different things in between or not included in those two camps at all. So I think I've been challenged with my own perspectives and not, you know, looking at someone and thinking like, oh, they have to believe this.
Will you all change anything about Project Divided or about your work or about how you approach encouraging and coaching these kind of cross-political and cross-ideological conversations based on your experiences on the ground in Smithville?
This is Marley, and I think that we've actually changed our approach a lot over the past 6 months. When we first started, there was a high emphasis on polarization, and we were really getting into the weeds, learning about all of these different values theories and things like that. And that has been very valuable when we're interpreting situations. But I think that over time, what we've realized is that the problem isn't necessarily difference. I think that we should be acknowledging difference and talking about that. The problem is more, I think, the fact that we are becoming politically disengaged. And I think that's the result of this overwhelming state. And what we really want to do is focus on these conversations through an actionable problem-solving lens. And I think that's how we've changed. We've moved a lot more into being about how we can sit and try to fix something.
This is Casey. We came into this work knowing that we wanted to have a focus on the local level. But I think, if anything, throughout doing this work on the ground, that has just been emphasized more and more. For example, we brought together people around the community, some healthcare professionals, some non-healthcare professionals in Smithville, and had a shared meal, and we talked about healthcare needs. And I think that issue specifically highlighted the importance of focusing on the local level, because you had people there from the free clinic and you had people there who wanted to start a co-op. And I think they were able to talk about what specifically Smithville needed and Bastrop County.
All politics is local?
This is Marley, and I cannot agree with that more. But the best way that each of us can kind of counteract this feeling of, oh, I can't do anything to impact change, is to really look at what is present in our communities and what we can do to, you know, impact some of the issues that we're passionate about, but at the local level.
You know, if you go on social media or you drive around and see bumper stickers, it looks like everybody is, we're all talking about politics. It seems like people are pretty engaged, but you're saying that's not what you guys think is going on.
This is Marley, and I think through my perspective, the two things are connected. The polarization, I think, is feeding the political disengagement, because I know personally, you know, I'm human. I look online and I see all of these pretty argumentative posts, and it seems like everyone hates each other. And I think that human beings, we get really overwhelmed. Our minds can only handle so much. And so we protect ourselves and we take a step back and we don't want to see it. We're overwhelmed by it. And so I think the thing that I fear is that I don't want us, especially our generation, which needs to solve pressing issues, I don't want us to be so overwhelmed that we no longer act.
This is Casey. I think we're exploited by a lot of these differences. And I think what we've learned in our work is that at the end of the day, most Americans actually want the same things. A decent job where they have dignity and respect. They want to raise their families in a safe and healthy environment. A lot of the times we get distracted by these differences between us. And in some cases, they're real and they have huge impacts and effects on people's lives. And we shouldn't ignore that in any sense. But I think we do get distracted a lot of the times. People a lot of the times are working towards the same things, or they're confused about the same things. That's why we need more communication and we need to have these conversations, because then at the end of the day, we can find these common interests between us.